Continuing our tour of BBC Radio 1, Ecton House in particular, Ecton House being the home of Radio 1. What we've done now is come out onto the steps outside. We're here with Nick Godwin, who is Director of Promotion at BMG Records, also Michael Payton, who is independent, and Myra McPhail from One Little Indian Records. Okay, you are that plugger. What is a plugger, Nick?
A plugger is a person who represents the artists from the record company and is the go-between with the pop station. And we have to make sure that our artists are represented in a proper way. We've just got to get the information across to you and the enthusiasm that we feel for our bands.
Tell us some of the hits you've had recently.
Annie Lennox, Diva, and one of your favourites, Steve, Take That.
Yeah. Myra, do you ever find yourself working on a record that you don't actually believe in, but you're so professional, you'll enthuse about it anyway?
There's always angles. I mean, whether you like a record or not doesn't mean to say that the next person will or won't, you know. Music's for everybody, and everybody's got individual tastes. Because you specifically get something, you think, oh, I don't really like that, then eventually you might come to love it yourself. That's what happens with the public. Maybe hear something the first time, think, don't like that. After 4 or 5 listens, think, that is fantastic. They can't stop humming it. So it's really an individual thing.
You actually, all three of you, come from a tradition, I suppose, that goes back many, many years, back to the 20s and 30s, when there used to be song pluggers.
Well, I think that's true. This is probably before my time, but I remember the old days where apparently to get a tune across to a producer or to a radio show, the plugger used to go in and actually play the song on a piano, right, for that particular producer. And if he liked it, then he'd probably use the song in a forthcoming show. But as I said, that's before my time.
Nick, to what lengths do pluggers go to get to producers and disc jockeys?
Absolutely extraordinary lengths. One of them that I remember, I wasn't there, it is a story, but it is true, is Kenny Everett was having lunch on a riverboat restaurant, and another promotion person was in the same restaurant, and he dove over the side of the restaurant boat and popped up by the porthole next to Kenny Everett with his single in his hand, blubbing, trying to plug him. And that's an absolute true story. And it shows that we have fun doing the job too sometimes.
Didn't I hear one about somebody pushing records under a toilet door?
Yes, I think that was really taking the job too far. A producer, I don't think they were running away. They were just normal course of the day, went to the toilet, and under the toilet door slipped a single. I don't know what it was called, but there could be some guesses. But yeah, they go to extraordinary lengths because we're very passionate about the job we do.
Let me ask you, Michael, is there a record that you believed in, you were working on as an independent promoter, that you felt, well, it wasn't going to be a hit, but then somebody picked up on it, then it got some more airplay, you did a little bit of work, maybe you brought the artist in or whatever, and then finally it was a hit that made the playlist?
Yes, funny enough, there was a record, actually, and it was recommended by a radio station up in Liverpool. And I had a very good friend out there who said to me, every time I play this record, I get thousands of phone calls. So I asked him to send me a copy and track down the record company, eventually, who was releasing the single. And eventually we had some records manufactured, and I brought it into Radio 1. And I was sitting in my office one day listening to the station, and I heard Simon Bates play it. It was actually a single called Star Trekking by The Firm. And he actually said, after he played it, he said, that record is so bad, I'm going to play it again.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah. And sure enough, it was a number one hit.